Medusa's, your kiss Medusa's touch. Turn into a pillar of salt, to die now would be perfection. Then my loneliness closes in, so I drink a German wine, and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. And drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. Grab my mind, drunken thoughts of wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of loneliness, this cry for doom, and a dagger's thrust with your hair?
Good evening, everyone. And hello. You're listening to Revision Media at revisionmedia.org. Today is Thursday, January 14, 2021. And this is the Roundtable Unlimited. This and every Thursday, we present Roundtable Unlimited, bringing you unlimited participants, topics.
Hello.
Hello. I believe we have Mr. Sutherland, possibly still with us. Hello, Graham.
Hi, Richard. Sorry, I didn't realize the mic was still on.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome to stick around here. I don't know if you had another call or if you had to go.
I'll be hanging around in the background.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Well, are you able to chat a bit?
I am, but not right now, because I'm on a call, Richard.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But I will be in the background, listen to what's going on, if you know what I mean.
All right. Yeah, well, folks, that's Graham. He just had the show prior to this 21st Century Jacobite. And he was just giving his rundown on the events at the Capitol on January 6th. I'm the station manager, Richard Carey. I do my show on Wednesday, Arcane Semantics, and covered some of the agent provocateur attributes, components of the event on my show yesterday. Still about to get that up in the archives for you folks. But what more can be said? I mean, the way the media is reporting on this compared to the BLM riots all of summer 2020, it's quite ridiculous and on display for all to see. The censorship now, the cracking down from big tech, even a lot of people in the corporate media who weren't quite on Trump's side, like a lot of the staff at Fox, for example, getting thrown under the bus along with the Trump supporters. It's suddenly becoming an all-out Bolshevik censorship campaign with big tech. And, well, they have this 20,000-page domestic terrorism bill that was all ready to go. Of course, Uncle Joe 2.0 was the author of the original Patriot Act. He wrote in the wake of the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. They polished that up in the aftermath of 9/11, of course. So this is a Patriot Act 2.0. Basically, this domestic terrorism bill, 20,000 pages, with a catalyst being Charlottesville 2.0 over at D.C. And this impeachment in the House just went through. The second impeachment of Trump, first president who's ever been impeached twice, at least as far as in the House of Representatives. It's a complete fiasco, kangaroo court. I mean, this is all about tarnishing him, Trump supporters, and white people. I mean, to the greater extent, this is an attack on white America as well, I would say. And everything that supporters of Trump, supporters of the Western way of life, you know, and the American lifestyle, life, liberty, and the right to own property, technically, was the original invocation of that phrase. But nonetheless, I mean, this high trust society of European nations, which was formed in the Republic, the coalition of independent sovereign republic nation states of the 13 original states of the colonies. This is all language and semantics which have been lost to federal overreach and bureaucracy, ultimately now to globalist agendas and doctrine. It's a spirituality now, both federal government and globalism, and of course the politics of leftism, leftists. But this is truly in Bolshevik tradition, what has been occurring now. It's a total purge. But, I mean, who could not see this as stepping too far, playing too many cards too soon for all to see? The backlash is yet to come, folks. This is really only just the beginning, and you can never go back from the amount of hypocrisy this past year. As far as the lockdowns, as far as the riots compared to this incident at the Save America rally, as far as the election fraud, it's amazing how much big tech has brought down the hammer in such a short amount of time on so many. 70,000 accounts on Twitter, for a start, have been suspended this past weekend's purge, Twitter alone. But, you know, if anyone out there would like to call in, voice their opinion on this past week or two, all which has transpired, and the colossal storm of misreporting on the part of the corporate media as a way to spin their agendas. I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear your thoughts tonight, folks. And that number, 855-492-6049, is toll-free. That number again, 855-492-6049. And if Graham is off his call and would like to jump in at any time, he can feel free, just let me know. I'm actually going to try something a bit different in the Thursday future lineup here, folks. We'll see how it develops. Now, I try to have diverse opinion around here. I like the interaction we've had from a lot of the hosts and callers on this station, and quite a few topics We've dealt with a lot of good guests have come around too already. Of course, it's always a challenge getting people to hear each other's perspectives, and we all have something to contribute. A lot of us may be a little off or could use a bit of honing on certain sets of information, but we each have a piece of the puzzle, is one way I like to put it in perspective for all. And that being said, I've tried to keep in mind what I've appreciated from others in the independent media, small platforms, independent radio stations, and the like. I mean, you know, there's certainly a lot of diverse opinion on a lot of those podcasts and radio broadcasts I've checked out in the past. I've always appreciated the soul, voice, monologue type broadcasters of times past, as well though as those I admire greatly. I can certainly think of Milton William Cooper. And the more and more I listen again and again to recordings of Dr. William Luther Pierce as well, a very articulate man, pioneering in the days of shortwave radio. But we've had a lot of diverse opinions on a lot of platforms which have surfaced in the time since then. Red Ice, a lot of us are certainly familiar with a lot that Heinrich has had around his platform. A lot of voices, a lot of opinions. We may not agree completely with all of them, of course, but it is good to be able to have these discussions. Our folk, our people, that is to say. And I'm certainly not the only one I've heard express such. And it's okay if we disagree on some things. Some need to come around more on some topics more than others, but I think it's important to have all these discussions, both political and scientific, metaphysic, spiritual, everything, you know. But of course, I mean, there are some limits regarding ideology and morality. I mean, I'm not likely to have some out-and-out communist principle-based individual that I'd be affiliating with personally. But yeah, I mean, a lot of these other platforms have had people certainly varied a lot on both sides of the spectrum. Red Ice, as I mentioned. The Richie Allen Show. He's affiliated with David Icke. Yeah, he's had a lot of variety as well. I mean, some people you might question. Some people who have a lot of government affiliations, which can put them in question. All in all, though, I think it's important to be able to have these discussions. And although people in positions of station manager, for example, have an obligation, at least to themselves, to not be aiding and promoting opinions they're diametrically opposed to, at the same time, not controlling what your hosts say, trying to have a diversity of opinion and perspective, and true free speech for our people, you know, of our entire culture of Western society. I mean, we have quite a lot of voices from Europe and America on this station alone, for that matter. But I've appreciated all those I've interacted with. I started out, I've mentioned, on Truth Cat Radio. Pretty interesting diversity of hosts that were over there different times. At one point, it was maybe about 12, about a dozen hosts, I'd say, is, well, where it maxed out. And, well, I would say I already was trying to merge influence from a lot of different places. I frequently would listen in years prior when I started over there. I was, of course, at Renegade Broadcasting as well. A bit later, starting about a year or more after that, for about a year over at Renegade Broadcasting once I did start there. And certainly a lot of perspectives over there as well. Ultimately, a bit less tolerance, but I found there wasn't 100% tolerance over at Truthcat. I mean, my colleague right here, Graham, he and I were both there for quite a while. Truthcat Radio, a year and a half, Graham and I were broadcasting on Truthcat Radio. And we had a point where some differences over content, trying to express all of, you know, all of the truths out there, all of the corruption out there, and that no system or organization was too high above condemnation when they're immoral or with corruption within. But there were some differences where there was a decision rather abruptly and inappropriately carried out for Graham to stop broadcasting through that platform. It's been a while since then, but nonetheless, it shows how difficult it is, even with like minds who seem to be all on the same side, to have a lot of ways that we wind up dividing, even without our opponents' direct influence. Not to mention when they do impose divide and conquer on top of that. But I'm, as I say, coming full circle here, considering trying out something new, a new component at Revision Media after so much time which has passed. I actually had a conversation with Graham about this already. And, you know, bygones and all that, letting bygones be bygones. Graham and I are open to once again affiliating with the gentleman who founded Truthcat Radio. And he's still been broadcasting, and, you know, we have so much divisiveness in the independent media as it is, and there are a lot of perspectives we can each bring to the table. So we've actually at least opened the door, and we'll see how everyone may interact with one another and see how it goes. But basically, the station manager, owner, founder of Truthcat Radio, that would be Stephen D. Kelly. And he was a former laser guy at a laser company. Wound up being a contractor as a civilian contractor with his laser company, with the CIA and NSA. Actually, NSA first, thinking it was CIA, later CIA as well. After a while, having enough of the whole corruption and affiliating with, you know, instruments of death and destruction, and the people who profit from such, she had a change of heart, became a whistleblower, wrote a book delineating a lot of the corruption, including a lot of the contacts, information of those he had met over the years. And it was an interesting tell-all book. I actually originally knew of his story from a couple of interviews, one that Lana did over at Radio 314 with Red Ice there, another one over on the Richie Allen show that he did, and started checking out his show way back on other stations prior to his starting Truth Cat Radio. Anyway, but yeah, we are open then to affiliating once again with Steven, and we'll see how that develops in future. I'm very anxious, and I want to encourage any of you who have interacted around the round table or on Thursdays here to be open to listening in future weeks and months, even if things work out. We might not be able to have people join in initially. As far as our communication platform and phone number, linking it up, if things work out, it might be a week or a few weeks before that's up and running. But we might be able to already start at least letting you hear the live broadcasts this gentleman does. And yeah, shortly enough, you'll be able to even call in through our regular Revision Media number to interact, share your opinions or differences of opinion, you know. And again, you know, we can all learn from each other. But certainly fighting the censorship, these Bolsheviks, these elites and their Bolshevik tactics, and this harsh takeover. And it seems like the lockdowns are related as well. Of course, there's going to be a big gun grab, and this domestic terrorism bill, again, 20,000 pages. It's really not a time for everyone to only do their own thing and separate. And so it just seems like a good time to try to have more people affiliating and collaborating. This just seems like another potential for that. I've heard a lot of good interactions on Thursdays, both from a lot of what Steven has done in the past and what we've already been building here. And it just seems good if we can, you know, can see how much more we can develop. The more different like minds can interact, influence, and teach each other, basically. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, it looks like we have a caller who just jumped on in here. I believe that's William Repillum. Is it not, William?
Hey there. Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Richard.
Did you catch what I was just mentioning before you jumped on the conference? Were you listening before that, or did you just jump on now?
Yeah, I just jumped in. I tried to listen, but I can't seem to pull up your site. I don't know what's going on. It's not loading for some reason.
Okay, you can't even get the homepage to come up?
No, I cannot. Wow. Huh. It's not loading. Revisionmedia.org, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it comes up on my smartphone browser. So
okay.
At the moment, yeah, it was working for me.
I'm seeing a, it's not loading in either browser that I'm trying.
Huh.
I do see that there is a latest from Vince James, the Red Elephant, saying globalists move to cut all lines of communication from their enemies. and received a mailer from didn't receive a mailer, but there's a great article from one of our heroes. I won't say hey who it is, but I could read it. Pretty awesome. But what were you talking about there, Richard, when I interrupted without understanding what was going on?
No. Yeah, it was just unrelated. I was announcing that a station that I used to broadcast with has a primary host and show who may affiliate with Revision Media, and I might start featuring his live shows Thursday nights here. And if it works out, I would have it linked up to the phone number within a few weeks, maybe not for tonight where people could call in, but it's just, I don't know, an interesting place. I had a lot of good interactions in the past with a lot of like minds, but I know everywhere there are people with different opinions, even more so when you cross platforms. But I think people can learn from each other, and I know over there, sometimes Stephen and I bumped heads on the topic of revisionism, for example. He didn't disagree with much of what I pointed out, the way we're lied to about World War II, for example, in Germany, Adolf Hitler. At the same time, there were some things that he, I think, is under incorrect impressions upon, you know. And I don't know. It seems, though, the point I was making is that we can all learn from each other. We don't all have to agree on everything if we're on the same side, if we're against, this whole power structure of elitist control. I mean, this Jewish supremacy of the private central banks. He agrees with there being an anti-white agenda, these Bolshevik tactics that are being used as being the real threat these days, you know, all of the most important factors. Some of the lesser points we value very highly, I know, and can often take offense easily toward, but I'd like to try to incorporate more perspectives. And if I could get he and his listeners and callers to interact around here and merge the environments a bit, I think ultimately, that there'd be more that we'd agree with than disagree. And again, we can all learn from each other. So that was basically the gist of it.
Yeah. We don't need echo chambers all the time. That gets boring. It's fun to have diverse opinions and to discuss the ideas. And one of the things you got to watch out for is having being overly attached to your own point of view. And not that you can't be steadfast in it and hold to it. But I do find myself at times having lots of respect for someone else and having no problem listening to their point of view I don't necessarily agree with. And I can kind of, mull it around and sort of be there with it and try to understand it. But when getting upset over somebody having a different point of view, that I think is defeatist. Having different points of view, if Jews weren't around to try to, well, not that if they weren't around, but if they weren't constantly trying to make it so we can't have a point of view, is anybody else doing that besides the Jews, trying to make sure that you don't have a point of view and that you can't get it heard? I guess that's a big question for the evening. If it isn't the Jews, then who is it? And I'm open to hearing other points of view on that. Have to always say that just the Jews.
I've heard one guy, for example, one radio host, he insists that high-level Jesuits play a strong role as well. I don't know how much that could have truth or be exaggerated, but he feels that they contribute and assist the Jews in a lot of ways. Of course, just a lot of people point out Masonry, Graham, just because he's in Scotland, and there it's had a long history in their power structure, from what we're told. Christian Zionists in this country, of course, is a strong element, like a mediator to carry out Jewish doctrine, the Christian Zionist movement. I suppose you, to a lesser degree, could cite all Christian Zionists as well. But I mostly heard the Jesuits as a claim that work with the high-level Jews.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, that's probably true. I don't know of any Jesuits besides, you know, maybe like the Pope and, not real privy to like specific people that are Jesuits. So it would be cool to talk about specific people. With Jews, that's very easy.
Oh, yeah, well, I've heard, I mean, this one host on RBN Sunday nights, Robert Ravolt, he's a pretty good guy. He's former military, and he'll name a lot of people who are Jesuits. He'll name a lot of Jews as well, but it's amazing how when he's talking about a lot of political corruption and this and that, he'll happen to notice or look into and find so many people identified as Jesuits. It's like, wow, it must have Jesuit dar, you know, like the Jew dar.
Yep. What's going to happen here? So I was listening to something today, and about where this is actually going to go, the direction of the country here in the next few days. And, you know, like, it makes sense that you're just like, well, why are you waiting to, you know, unseal these indictments or whatever you're supposed to do, whatever you're going to do, Trump? You're going to wait until the last day? I mean, you know, it's just going back and forth with wondering if something really is going to happen behind the scenes, if it's going to, you know, happen right now or keep going on. Supposedly the Pope was arrested on Sunday, and the Prime Minister of Italy as well. And I guess some other priests, possibly.
I don't know if that part's true. You know, I don't know if I'd buy that. I think that some people even claim to have debunked that claim of the Pope being arrested. Others saying Nancy Pelosi was arrested. I don't buy that either, although she still hasn't been cited for like 48 hours now or something. But actually, maybe since then she has been. I don't know. Did they see her? I'm guessing she must have been there for the, you know, for the impeachment thing. So I guess it was prior to that. She was missing for like 48 hours and people were making a thing about it. But yeah, she had to show up. I think some were reporting, actually, she had a big grin on her face when the House voted for impeachment. They only had 10 who voted against, I believe it was. And
really?
Yeah.
My God, yeah. Well, they are all traitors, all traitors, all of them. Did you hear the quote from John Brennan? John Brennan's quote, calling everybody Trump supporters to get on their knees, essentially, and beg for forgiveness and renounce the support of Trump, and then. To cleanse the malignancy. I mean, it's just, we should be, I like the outrage that Jim Fetzer expressed when he read the quote. I thought it was apt, because we're way beyond, you know, having been declared war on the, they've declared war on the people. You know, it's very clear that the European people are the enemy of these elites, these Jewish elite power, and they hate with just the kind of vitriol that's just unbelievable. I don't know if John Brennan is a Jewish or what or whatever.
Speaking of Johns, we have John Church on the line here. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
As good as I can be, all things considered, of course, right?
Yeah, I heard a fighter jet climbing or some big jet climbing altitude today. It sounded like a sonic boom out in the country of Spartanburg County in South Carolina, but that was kind of ominous because it sounded kind of like an explosion at first. It was just somebody climbing altitude in a big jet.
Okay. Listen, I noticed you tune in for my show yesterday for more than the first hour. I'm sorry, I should have tried to bring you in for part of the second hour. Maybe, you just got tired of hanging on if you wanted to.
Well, I was walking around an old ghetto house with tools. Anyway, I couldn't.
Okay.
I had a paint sprayer out. So,
all right, you're just calling to listen,
then. Yeah. And so I've got a heck of a lot of work done. So you're hearing from a grouchy laborer, 59 years old. I mean, I hired a dude and my nail gun, I can't find it. And we only two been in this house. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, listen.
So you have society doing gerrymandering too. They don't have to go to a protest. They just gerrymander everything they can.
Well, listen,
permissions.
I was mentioning earlier, you know, I might try to already air this friend of ours, this associate radio host's shows. So I'll see. I might try to start that. I think it might be just in a few minutes here.
Okay, man.
So, I mean, no, stick around. Well, if you know how to tune in on the stream, you know, you'll be able to pick it up on there. I won't be able to have it set up with Uber Conference here for the conference for a few weeks maybe, where you'd be able to call in and participate for those. But it'll be Thursday, so it'll just be extended later into the night. And yeah, it should be fun, you know, add more opinions and people around here. But no, I want to hear from both you gentlemen, like William again too. We have a couple minutes left. Well, William,
is the show over at 9, Richard? Sorry, I went on mute.
Yeah, I might try to start ending it earlier and, having this other gentleman's shows, live here, connected with the number in upcoming weeks. Tonight, I might at least try to play it on the stream, you know, so at least the listeners can at least pick it up and have the number linked up within a few weeks' time. I'll try to get him on the schedule once he's actually fully integrated with our call-in number and all that, if he's going to be doing shows. But, yeah, I mean, like you guys to check him out, too. I don't know if you're able to tune in on the stream. You know, from the homepage, there's a few options for either the play button or a few open a new window. Winamp.
Are you starting a new show at 9 o'clock? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah. But it okay. I don't have it hooked on the conference yet. But, I mean, I look forward to, I don't know, maybe next week on my show, if you want to tune in as well to listen and call, add your opinions, both you gentlemen, William and Mr. Church as well. And then also, of course, the roundtable next week. And I don't know, any final thoughts you had, William?
Not really. I was looking at this, there's an article here from David Duke. It's a little bit long, it's like a couple pages, but I'll just read a short excerpt from it. The New York Times and mass media don't hide their hate for us anymore. A lone white man holds his small son and looks at the thousands in a Trump rally. He ponders, is this the last stand of white America? Is this the last fateful hope I have for my son's freedom and future? Zionist tribal supremacists have totally owned and controlled the New York Times, America's leading newspaper, since 1895. A New York Times op-ed by Zio Roger Cohen gloats over the defeat of Trump as the quote-unquote replacement of white people in America. Earlier, New York Times Zio racist Michelle Goldberg prophetically celebrates Stacey Abrams' demographic change and the replacement of white people in Georgia and across America. And then I'll... but to focus on minorities, women, Latino, black women, and American Indian, you know, the discriminating against white people in that as well. So another form of white genocide. And the corporations are doing the same thing. You'll see advertisements from different banks like Wells Fargo advertising do the same thing. And they've been doing that for months now after the quote-unquote fake death of not fake death, but the guy that died of a fentanyl overdose, George Floyd, back in June.
The criminal, George Floyd. Right. The career criminal.
Yeah, the criminal George Floyd is so highly celebrated. And then somehow with the storm on the Capitol, call it a storm on the Capitol, the police encouraged incursion into the Capitol where people went in there, invited basically by the police, to further a Zionist agenda to, you know, come after and commit genocide against, you know, Trump supporters. Have a reason for that. The media has just gone berserk on that.
Well, come on, you know how it is.
And even though, despite the fact that the Capitol Police murdered an innocent, unarmed woman that was simply climbing up onto a window, so...
Well, Biden lives matter. So,
yeah.
Biden lives matter. But,
Biden lives matter. Yeah.
The hypocrisy is stunning. But it's for everyone to see on display. So, that can only help us wake people up in the future here, you know, to who's really behind all this. I agree completely.
Yeah. Gotta keep naming them. I mean, the evil is just unbelievable. Most people can't wrap their heads around it, but it is what it is, and you know, just keep on telling the truth. Keep telling the truth, and be rewarded by God, doing God's work. Whatever the outcome is after our lives here, it is the right thing to do to tell the truth and shame the devil.
Okay.
And the Jewish religion is the embodiment of Satan on this planet.
Well, so some good parting words, for sure. Okay, gentlemen, well, again, I hope to hear from you both next week, both on my show as well on Wednesdays. You know, if you guys can both, if you gentlemen can both try to tune in Wednesdays, and then... again, for the round table.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right. Great. Thanks.
Well, what about Monday? Are we doing Monday?
Well, yeah, we'll talk with Gregory and see what, yeah, see when he's ready to come back Monday or a week from Monday, before or after the 20th, whatever. Feels more appropriate for you guys. Before or after judgment day?
Yeah, right. 25th will be 5 days after, you know, possibly they'll have enacted all kinds of Bolshevik anti-Semitism laws, and they'll send the Bolsheviks to the doorstep to collect you and take you and string you to a tree and wrap your intestines around it and knock you on the head all over and over again and till your intestines are wrapped around the tree because you've spun around it, like they did back in the Bolshevik days, what the Jews did to the Christian people.
Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Absolutely.
Unfortunately, nobody has a clue. Nobody knows about this. And so it is a terrible crime, and Americans don't even know what's coming.
Well, we'll be there to try to
start warning people, even if they hate you for it. Oh, yeah, it's China, the proxy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding us. All right, well, yeah, and whichever Monday you guys are ready to come back, we look forward to that as well. All right, well, great. Definitely talk next week then. And, yeah, if you can tune in on the stream, maybe you can pick up if I can get this guy's show to restream it here right after the closing music here.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. And good night to the listeners as well. And we'll speak again soon. Stick around, though, after the show closes here. We'll try to pick up his stream, give you a little taste of his, you know, of his whole aura, the vibe there. Have a good night, folks. Cheers.
Your kiss, Medusa's touch, turn into a pillar of salt. To die now would be perfection. Then my loneliness closes in, so I drink a German wine and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. And drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. Grab my mind, drunken thoughts of wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of loneliness, this crime?